Everybody watching?
The Brady Bunch at home.
All right, let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you for today. We are blessed to be alive and breathing. Yes. Thanks for your permission, dear Father. We are here in the temple of God, seeking your word and your wisdom. We ask you to bless us and teach us your word to help us apply it daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Huh? Okay. First of all, Elohim Tov.
Kol Hazman.
Elohim Tov. Yeshua Tov HaKol Hazman HaKol Yom. Every day is beautiful. And now, see, I hate when they do this. And the stamp, the post office stamp over the name of who sent it. It's like, don't do that. Now I gotta look at the card to see who it's from. Oh, it's from Francis and Dale, so praise God. Thank you for my beautiful card. Hope grows strong in hearts that believes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And this card is from Deborah and Larry, and I'm saying the name right. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, you have known me too long, be too good to me, Deborah and Larry, for me to messing up your name still. But I got them first names right. Thank you both for all you do, along with all the church family. We are going home. Amen.
Amen.
You see that inauguration today? We are going home. They have put Satanists back into the White House.
Wrong.
God's like, I can't have them in the White House right now because my people need time to leave. But right before they leave, they can get back in.
Mm-hmm.
Sending lots of smiles your way. We love you, Pastor Sandy and Pastor Ben. And this is from Henry and Elizabeth Vidal. Hallelujah. Where are they from? Let me see. Oh no, they're in Azusa, California. Praise God. And Deborah's in Kansas. You know they're going to say to you, Deborah, when you get to heaven, you're like, you ain't in Kansas anymore.
She's probably going to say, woo-hoo!
Yeah. And I got this great letter, but I'm not going to read it. I'm going to read it when I get home. And she put her phone number on here, her and her husband, so I'm going to give them a call. And this is from Lakeisha Upchurch in Houston, Texas. So I will talk to you tomorrow. There's quite a few people I need to call, and I will be doing my phone calls tomorrow. Now, this last letter is from, who sent me this? Okay, I'm gonna have to look at that tomorrow because I don't have the now here. Let's look at this.
One of those came out of that big yellow envelope.
Okay. We got tomorrow, too. We can't do letters all night. We'll never get to Bible study. This young lady sent this. She did this one for Pastor Ben and me. Right? You see that? I see her name is Anelk. A-N-I-E-L-K, that's her name. And anyway, she did this for us, and then she also did this one for Mother Brenda. Now, this is a while ago, so I'm not talking about recently. This is like September 28th is the date on that. Now, Mother Brenda was so blessed by getting that because there's a long letter on the back. You see the letter on the back of the picture? This letter is, Dearest Mother Brenda, I pray you are doing well and touching hearts and lives the way you touch mine. Thank you. Almighty God placed you in my life when I was scared of what I was going to do to go through. He used you to bring me hope the constant reminder and thought and throughout my recovery. an ordeal after surgery. NME was overtime, but anyway, it's a long letter thanking Mother Brenda how she supported her as she was coming out of surgery and her recovery, right? And Mother Brenda had me read it because she was like, read this letter because it touched her so much. And then I never gave it back to her. And I put it in with my letters. And then I'm reading it today and I go, this is from Mother Brenda. And I keep the picture of Mother Brenda like right in my Bible there because I don't get to see her here anymore. So anyway, I got to make sure I get this to Mother Brenda. You guys ready for Bible study? You see, those are the scriptures that we're going to read tonight, okay? Let's see, do I have to address the president thing?
Well, not
it's a depressing little thing, but it's very hopeful for people who are born again. I hope that, listen, we have February 13th begins Adar, okay? And after that we'll have 30 days before the 120th year is over, okay? March 14th will be the 365th day of the year. And so if we're like Enoch, maybe God will keep us to the last day, but that's his prerogative, right? So the other thing is, inauguration, was happening today, which I did not watch 1 minute of it. It was just, if you watched it, it was only because you wanted to turn your own stomach, because I could not sit there and watch it. So I was watching something else, getting ready for Bible study. But the same people walking up the aisles with the whole pedophile list and murder list and all of these crimes that they're guilty of, on their register, right? And they're just walking in as proud and dressed up as if the American people still don't know that we're scum, but you know what I mean? And you have a video of Biden like following all these little girls, and it's like he just walks in like nobody saw the video, and it's right. Like, and it had millions of views, and then you got the Satanist Barack Obama, they are back in the spot. Absolutely perfect timing, because you know what they love is war. So when that jumps off, when we get out of here and that jumps off, guess who has to come right after the war and the rapture takes place? Guess who has to come? The Antichrist. So as they're going through the war, during this 6 months from after we're taken, and then after they go through this war, this guy is going to come on the scene and he's going to calm the world down. And he's going to say, I got it. I'll take over. Now, I have my theories. You tell me what you think about my theory. I think something happens to Biden. And then Obama steps in and goes, I've done this before, I should be, and the people will say, let Obama do it, let him step in. And then Obama will come back in, and then it will be as it was in the days of Noah, because the leader of the world was what? He was from Africa. Did y'all know that? Do you know Enoch is the son of Cush? Cush is the name, the original name of Africa. Then because I had that theory when Obama was, and I was like, he's not gonna stay around that long, but he is still around. So anyway, I can care less what they do when I leave.
Amen.
And I'm loving God's setup. I'm like, this is kind of beautiful. He's like, he's kept us all the way up to the moment that these evil people get back in. And then when because they'll try to be good for a month, which is about all we need, right? And then we'll get out of here, and then they'll do their thing, and then it's like, very cool. We'll see you guys in 7 years and 6 months, and we will see. I'm excited. I went through all the things that God has led me through, and led. With studying and giving of scripture and showing us things in scripture, from the time that we started, Pastor Ben, till the time right now. And I was in the garage and I'm looking at all of this material and I'm